Family of Boulder terror suspect detained by DHS, White House says deportation pending. By Paul Bois on June 3, 2025. The family of Mohammed Sabri Soliman, the man accused of throwing incendiary devices on pro-Israeli marchers in Boulder, Colorado, has been detained by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, with a pending deportation. Soliman has been charged with attempted murder and assault after he injured a dozen people with a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails. As many 12 people between the ages of 52 and 88 were hospitalized with minor or serious burn injuries. As Breitbart News reported, Soliman had been in the United States illegally after overstaying a tourist visa. Soliman arrived in the United States via LAX in Los Angeles, California, on a tourist visa in August 2022. The visa expired in February 2023, but Soliman never departed the United States as required by federal law, making him an illegal alien. Even after his visa had expired, former President Joe Biden's administration approved a work permit for him to hold an American job in March 2023. That work permit expired in March of this year. Soliman reportedly previously attempted to enter the United States 20 years ago but was denied a visa. He remains held in Colorado custody and prosecutors have asked for a $10 million cash bond. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed on Tuesday that Soliman's wife and five children were taken into custody. "We are investigating to what extent his family knew about this heinous attack, if they had knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it," Noem posted on X. The White House later said on X that the family faces deportation. The BBC reported that police documents showed that Soliman never talked to his wife or his family about his actions and that he had left a phone in a desk drawer with messages to his wife and children. His daughter was also recently awarded a scholarship by a local newspaper in Colorado Springs. "Coming to the USA has fundamentally changed me," she wrote in the scholarship application. "I learned to work under pressure and improve rapidly in a very short amount of time. Most importantly, I came to appreciate that family is the unchanging support." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.